It's a Wednesday afternoon, time for Campbell Corner featuring the East Grand Forks Public Library on Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ. Again, we're joined by the director of Campbell Library, Charlotte Helgeson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy Wednesday to you. Now, some folks might be wondering, where's the theme music for Campbell Corner? Well, I have a surprise. Here we go. Isn't that great?
That's great.
Isn't that nice?
Makes me want to get up and move.
Brings back memories. Sunday nights on NBC. Gather around the TV set. Pa, Haas, Adam, Little Joe. The theme from...
The Streets of San Francisco.
Bonanza.
Bonanza, the Ponderosa in Nevada. I thought about that Monday when I was off work, about being on my own Ponderosa.
Oh, yeah,
with a small log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
One bedroom, maybe two. A big open area for a living room, dining room, kitchen area.
Indoor plumbing.
I'm getting older, so no second floor, no basement. And a nice big porch with two really comfy chairs and time to read books.
Wow.
Here's a story for the road. It's my own story of the West. The Saga of the Ponderosa.
That's a Ponderosa.
In the woods. There you go.
Fry pork chop.
Pork chops. No, that's my favorite option. Bring them and starve them to death. Hungry enough, I could eat fried bear fat.
Okay. Now that we know these important facts, time for Campbell Corner, featuring the Campbell Library. We get together and talk about what's going on there, all the important happenings and events, and checking my list, checking it twice.
Gotta find out who's naughty or nice.
Let's see. We have the regular good stuff.
Well, I'd been putting reminders as the first thing, and I thought that sounded a little bossy.
Bossy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I backed it down a little bit and just said this is the regular good stuff that we need to remember, and you can always check to make sure that it's still going on that particular week.
Because
with holidays and everything coming up, schedule gets a little...
Kittywampus.
Kittywampus.
Or discombobulated.
Man, I'm going to have to check the spelling on that
one. Yeah, or finagled. Oh,
yeah.
One of my favorite words. Among the regular good stuff, the Anime Club. Is that right? Anime?
Anime.
Anime. Oh. I'll think of a person's name. Anna May.
There you go.
Okay. Anime Club meets tomorrow at 6 p.m. For those who don't know what that is, what is that?
Everything anime and manga, which is the Japanese graphic novels, comic books kinds of things.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And there's a group that meets concerning
there
that.
There is, and they watch videos, and they talk about the art, and they do all kinds of neat stuff.
6 p.m. tomorrow. And then next Monday, which is, let me think now, the 18th of November, Lego Club will meet Monday, November 18th at 4 p.m., and this is for only children?
No, this is for anybody who wants to come in.
Anybody?
For the most part, it is children, but their adults have the advantage of being able to come in and play Legos also.
An excuse.
A grandparent, an aunt, you know, a neighbor.
A
if you know somebody who wants to come in, if you need an excuse, that's fine. Otherwise, just come in and participate.
Okay, Monday at 4 p.m. And you had a story time this morning, you told me off the air.
I did do story time this morning.
Okay.
Yes. Sometimes, well, usually Andrea does it, but she's working with third graders at the school today.
Okay.
And we have people with the sniffles at the library.
Achoo!
So we kind of go down the list, and that makes me the one who does story time
experienced.
Sometimes.
Yes. What was the story today?
There were a couple. Andrea has them picked out. But then I want to say I play with the children.
Sure.
We read about neighbors, and we read about all the noise that you can hear in a city and how a baby can sleep through that. But then when an unfamiliar sound, like a bird chirping, comes along, it will wake that baby up.
Yes, it will.
And I did get a bit of a laugh out of the parents on that one, because it's like, yep, a child can sleep through anything until it's that one noise.
Yeah.
That was a city lullaby, it was called. And the other was simply the neighbors.
All right. So. Story time and baby bounce. Now, baby bounce obviously is for babies.
Little ones who are sitting on your lap, ones who aren't quite ready to sit on their own and listen to a story during story time.
So when are the story times and when is baby bounce at Campbell?
Story times are Tuesday and Wednesday at 10, and baby bounce is Thursday at 10.
Okay, Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 for story time and baby bounce, I love that name by the way, at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursday.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Game night, is that tonight?
You know, that's all the information I gave you, wasn't it? No.
It says game time at 6 p.m. Is that tonight?
No. It's actually next Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday. Okay.
Yep, before I come back and see you again. So next Tuesday at 6 p.m., Broken Sentry will be there to play games and to share some new ones and maybe teach some new games to people.
Like board games?
Board games.
Card games?
Well, there are probably cards in some of the games, but I don't know that it uses
a separate card.
Straight game. Deck of cards.
Okay. Game night next Tuesday
at
6 p.m. Now, before we get to our next topic here, I have something to play for you. You may appreciate, you may not.
Okay.
Obviously, all libraries have a situation where material, books that are due at a certain date don't come back on that date. Am I correct on that?
It happens, yep.
Okay, so it's
overdue
type deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have one person specifically in charge of monitoring that and seeing that things come back?
We have a schedule, and so different staff on different days is either making phone calls or sending emails. We have letters that go out occasionally, so we kind of spread that responsibility around.
Okay. Do you recall the TV show Seinfeld years ago?
Yes.
Did you watch that show?
Not very often.
Not very often. That doesn't help me. Okay. So it was very dry humor.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Like my humor.
At times, yes.
At most times, yes. Tongue-in-cheek dry humor. And so the main character, Jerry Seinfeld, was a man that was known for his comedy. This one episode was called Mr. Bookman.
Okay.
Mr. Bookman worked at the local public library.
Ah.
He wore a long trench coat. And he had a style like Jack Webb did on Dragnet years ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Bookman's responsibility was to find people and inform them that they were overdue on books, a.k.a. the character Mr. Bookman. And we have a sample of his work.
Oh.
Okay, employed by the New York Public Library, Mr. Bookman, in conversation with Jerry Seinfeld at Jerry's apartment. He tracked him down because Jerry had an overdue book that was due in 1971, something like that.
Oh, long overdue.
Here's Jerry and Mr. Bookman on Campbell Corner.
Well, I'm glad you're here so we can get this all straightened out. Would you like a cup of tea?
You got any coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
No, I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, you don't drink coffee? How about instant coffee?
No, I don't have...
You don't have any instant coffee?
Well, I don't normally...
Who doesn't have instant coffee?
I don't.
You buy a jar of Folgers crystals, you put it in a cupboard, you forget about it. And later on, when you need it, it's there. It lasts forever. It's freeze-dried. Freeze-dried crystals.
Really? I'll have to remember that.
You took this book out in 1971.
Yes, and I returned it in 1971.
Yeah, 71. That was my first year on the job. Bad year for libraries. Bad year for America. Hippies burning library cards. Abby Hoffman telling everybody to steal books. I don't judge a man by the length of his hair or the kind of music he listens to. Rock was never my bag. But you put on a pair of shoes when you walk into the New York Public Library, fella.
Look, Mr. Bookman. I returned that book. I remember it very specifically.
You're a comedian. You make people laugh.
I try.
You think this is all a big joke, don't you?
No, I don't.
I saw you on TV once. I remembered your name from my list. I looked it up. Sure enough, it checked out. You think because you're a celebrity that somehow the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
Certainly not.
Well, let me tell you something funny, boy. You know that little stamp? The one that says New York Public Library? Well, that may not mean anything to you, but that means a lot to me. One whole hell of a lot. Sure, go ahead, laugh if you want to. I've seen your type before. Flashy, making the scene, flaunting convention. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What's this guy making such a big stink about old library books? Well, let me give you a hint, Junior. Maybe we can live without libraries, people like you and me. Maybe. Sure, we're too old to change the world. But what about that kid sitting down, opening a book right now in a branch of the local library and finding drawings of peepees and wee-wees?
Did you enjoy that? I did.
Well, yeah, we don't have Mr. Bookman in our library.
You don't have a Mr. Bookman. No. Okay, I was just curious about that point. So now you do have a staff that does rotate in locating folks who... I'm sure you've had lots of stories told to you about why things are late.
Excuses, right? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You've heard them all?
We've heard them all.
Okay, and twice, maybe three times?
Well, I've had to tell them myself. I've had to pay for a lost book.
Oh, you have?
I'm totally guilty. I moved a couple of times, and a book went away.
It happens.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, a poem called Workings of the Wind. Now, it's unfortunate we weren't talking about this yesterday when the wind was about 35 to 40 miles an hour, which is quite common here in the far north, the high plains of the northern plains. And the author is James Barry, and Charlotte will give a recitation of Workings of the Wind.
Wind doesn't always topple trees and shake houses to pieces. Wind plays all over the woods with weighty ghosts in swings, in thousands, swinging from every branch. Wind doesn't always rattle windows and push, push at walls. Wind whistles down cul-de-sacs and worries, dry leaves in old newspapers to leap and curl like kite tails. Wind doesn't always dry out sweaty shirts and blouses. Wind scatters pollen dust to flowers, washes people's and animals' faces, and combs out birds' feathers. Wind doesn't always whip up waves into white horses. Wind shakes up tree shadows to dance on rivers, to jig about on grass and hanging lanterns to play signalmen. Wind doesn't always run wild, kicking tiny dustbin lids. Wind makes leafy limbs bow to red roses and bob up and down outside windows, and makes desk papers fly up indoors.
I like that.
It was yesterday's wind that inspired that.
Yes, Workings of the Wind by James Barry, an example of what you can find at Campbell Corner, including poems. Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It comes from a book called When I Dance.
Okay.
By James Barry.
Speaking of books, you have three new books on the counter there?
I do.
Okay.
And these are brand spanking new, so Born to Fly, the first women's air race across America. I like the fact that historians and authors are working together to pull up these stories we know nothing about. I've never heard of women racing airplanes across the United States.
Neither have I.
So that would be something I could pick up and know nothing about and learn who they were and what they did and how they did it and why is it unique that it's a women... racing each other across the United States.
It depends on the year, I suppose. That's a big factor, right?
Oh, yeah.
When women didn't fly very often.
1929.
There you go. And it's obviously nonfiction.
Nonfiction.
But it has that fiction flavor to it.
Yes, it's a story.
At least for me, it's a story I didn't know about before.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Born to Fly.
All right. And then I have, this is fun, it's a series where it's pitting one kind of person against another. And we have found that our young boys really enjoy these because who's stronger, pirates or ninjas?
That's a big question.
It is.
You know, I've thought about that.
And?
Just seconds ago. I would say ninjas. Got to be ninjas. What do you think?
I think it depends upon where you're fighting.
That's true.
If you're on the boat, I'm thinking the pirates are going to have an advantage.
Yep, circumstances.
Yeah.
Great point.
There's another one that's samurais versus knights.
Ooh.
They probably didn't run into each other, but if they had, what would have happened?
I have an idea. Carpenters versus plumbers. No, that wouldn't work.
I think they work together.
That's true.
Yeah, they're a team.
And this is part of a series.
it is part of a series, and okay. it talks about, you know, the weapons that they would use or how they dress. And so it's mm-hmm. all that interesting little stuff that right. goes along with those characters mm-hmm. in the books that, that people have read. So.
All right. And book number three.
Number three, Irina Sendler, Get to Know the World War II Rescuer. And there were a lot of, and there always are in really tough times, people who are helping others, and we don't know about them. They're very, very quiet. They're mm-hmm. they're very humble, but they know the value of life, and they know the value of helping other people, and they put themselves at risk to do that.
In our own nation's history, I think pre-Civil War, all those people that were
right.
doing their best to help people. Yeah.
Yep, yep. And we can think, there's a lot of very popular people. When you mention that, we have Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people know her story, but I did not know Irina Sendler. I did not know that name.
And there's a picture of her on the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she survived
you
know, World War II and was able to tell her story or to at least fill in the facts to what other people might say about the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were one of the people that she rescued, they might tell a story that's different than someone else who maybe helped Irina or came by and was helped by her at a different time. So it's all intriguing. It's all real.
It's factual. It's history.
Yeah.
I think of that movie years ago, Schindler's List.
Right.
Wasn't that a book before the movie?
Yes.
I believe it was.
Yep, absolutely.
Usually works that way. So, yeah, wonderful. Let's recap, shall we? We have time, I think. We're going to break a record on Campbell Corner time here, I think. Yeah. All right, that's okay. So the Anime Club meets tomorrow at 6 p.m., Lego Club next Monday at 4 p.m., and don't forget about Story Times and Baby Bounce. Story Times are Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and Baby Bounce at 10 a.m. And game night next Tuesday
right.
at 6 p.m. at Campbell. A lot of fun there.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard a great poem called Workings of the Wind. Check out the poetry of Campbell and the new books. Wonderful. We did it, and a new record. I've been told by Magenta Weathers we've set a new record for Campbell Corner on length.
All right.
All right. We're going to work in a half an hour here. That's our next goal. And maybe an hour down the road. You never know. The Campbell Public Library, downtown East Grand Forks, Greater Grand Forks' downtown library. And your phone number there is?
218-773-9121.
And you're located?
At 422 4th Street Northwest. So on the corner between the fire station and Sherlock Park.
Right downtown. And your famous, infamous website is?
EGFlibrary.org.
Once again, thank you for coming in.
Why, thank you.
All right, we'll see you, next Wednesday. And we can maybe talk about a program Thanksgiving week,
okay.
if you're going to be gone or whatever, we'll see if we'll do one or not.
Okay. Well,
we'll discuss that next
Wednesday. All right, we'll discuss that.
Okay, we'll debate that.
Okay.
On Campbell Corner, every Wednesday, usually at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1.